drug overdose deaths among teenagers have spiked in the last 2 years. Not because more teens are experimenting with drugs. In fact, the total number of teens who report using drugs has actually been dropping for years. The reason more teens are dying is because the drugs they're taking are deadlier. More and more pills contain synthetic opioids like fentanyl, which are more powerful and more dangerous than heroin. Joseph Friedman joins us now. He's a public health researcher at the University of California, Los Angeles, and lead author of a study released this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which reported the spike in deaths. And Joe Friedman, welcome. It's good to have you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Take us through the findings. Exactly how big was this increase?
So essentially what we're seeing is that, you know, of course, overdose deaths among adults have been rising exponentially for decades, but for most of that time, teens had actually been insulated from those increases. However, that is now starting to change. We saw that in 2020, teen overdose deaths actually doubled, and they rose a further 20% in the first 6 months of 2021.
It's a stunning statistic, doubling in the year 2020. What explains that? I mean, can you talk about the role that these synthetic opioids like fentanyl are playing?
So synthetic opioids like fentanyls have been driving increases in the U.S. overdose crisis for more than a decade. What's changing now is that synthetic opioids are being packaged as counterfeit pills, which teens are more likely to report experimenting with. You know, for decades, teens have reported experimenting with prescription pills, and overdose deaths didn't rise because those pills are actually much safer, relatively speaking. But now that those pills are being replaced by illicit fentanyls, we're seeing deaths go up.
Mm. Now, your research found racial and geographic disparities, right? Who's feeling the impact of this the most?
That's right. So teens on the West Coast have been hit the hardest by this, and also Native and Latinx teens have been disproportionately burdened as well. Some of that has to do with where these pills are spreading geographically. And of course, there are also very important inequalities in access to services, counseling, and healthcare that people need to stay safe in the face of such a dangerous drug supply.
Right. So how equipped is our drug education system to prepare teens to face these kinds of risks?
I would say that we are woefully under-equipped to handle this situation. As a country, we have really focused on abstinence-only drug education for decades, and even now, with teen drug use rates at historic lows, it's still 40% of 12th graders report having experimented with an illicit drug in their lifetime. And so, unfortunately, teens are simply going to experiment with drugs. It's just part of American culture. And what we really need to be doing is equipping them with skills and understandings to stay safe. So that means understanding that pills and powders are the highest risk. It also means knowing to encourage their friends never to use alone, making sure there's someone there to call 911 if things go bad, and making sure that there's an naloxone on hand, because opioid overdoses are 100% preventable and reversible if naloxone is on hand quickly.
Mm. Mm. Joe, you're saying the message of abstinence doesn't work, and I sort of understand that. On the other hand, as a parent, I would find it hard not to tell my kids, don't take these drugs.
You know, abstinence has to be presented as the best option. It just needs to be presented alongside other forms of realistic information.
I see.
So actually, a really good way to frame it, I would argue, is basically, look, tell your teen that if they can postpone experimenting with drugs until their 20s, that is associated with much better outcomes. If it's not possible to delay or abstain altogether, then there are really key understandings and skills that can help people stay safe. So for example, you know, alcohol and cannabis certainly have risks, but they've never been found to be contaminated with fentanyls, whereas pills and powders are very high risk of containing fentanyls at this moment in time.
Right. Do you see signals here or warnings about the future of the drug crisis in the U.S.?
Absolutely. What we're seeing with the overdose crisis in general is that progressively younger generations are being swept up into this. And what we've seen for other cohorts is that once rates start to go up, they really have only continued to go up precipitously. And the tragedy is even more acute when we're talking about high school age teenagers. And it's so important that we start doing the basics right to keep the people in our country safe from this crisis.
That's Joseph Friedman, public health researcher at UCLA and lead author of a recent study on teen overdose deaths. The study was in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Joseph Friedman, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.